Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
This morning, my skin was feeling like it needed some deep cleaning, so I went into my kitchen, I got an avocado, mixed it with some bentonite clay, a little apple cider vinegar, and I put it on my face, and now Andrea can see I'm glowing. And I learned all these tricks from David
so
Pollack,
beautiful.
Who joins us now. Thank you, dear. Hello, David.
Hello. But, you know, I often talk about the toxic chemicals in products, but you really forget there's so many natural things right in your kitchen. You all talk about in foods, but you actually use them to have better looking skin, and you can make it with stuff
right
in your kitchen. So let's jump right to it. You start with the face, because I actually want to talk about, you know, hands and feet and getting sandal ready. But you talked about a mask you just made. Well, we'll jump right to it. I'll give you one more real quick how to remove makeup, and then we'll jump to the hands and feet. Here's a great way to remove waterproof makeup. Save the money and don't waste your money on the makeup removers. Waterproof makeup is just that. It's waterproof, but it's not oil-proof. So take a cotton ball, saturate it in olive oil, and you can just wipe it over your eyes. The oil will actually mix and dissolve the makeup instantly and then rinse away.
Oh, that's a good tip.
I do that every day. I do that with my waterproof mascara. Yep.
Oh,
that or coconut oil.
Either you picked up the tip somewhere, hopefully from one of our segments.
Yes. I believe I learned that from you, David.
No, but we talk about a lot about skincare. But let's talk about hands, feet, heels. You know, it's summertime. You want to wear sandals. And it's the one area you often overlook. You know, we work every day to remove makeup and put on moisturizers. But let's jump right into this. Here's a great tip. Take a basin of water and then take a lemon. We all have lemons in the house. The juice from one lemon and squirt it into that basin. Let it mix and then soak your hands in it for a couple minutes and then even soak your feet in it for a couple minutes. And you've actually just created your own chemical peel for your hands and feet.
So what do you do afterwards? Like when you take it out, do you scrub it? Do you loosen it?
I'm glad you're leading into the next item. What you've actually done is helped loosen up dirt that'll help clean the feet. You've gotten rid of some of the dead layers of skin cell. If you have really rough skin, you can rinse it right away, but let's go one further. Here is a scrub you can make on your own. Again, save money. Use things found in the kitchen. You know it's natural. You know it's fresh. Take whether you have almond oil, sesame oil, or again, one of my favorites, olive oil. Take about a cup of it. And then a cup of large grain salt. My favorite is sea salt. If you don't have it, you can use large grain sugar, but I'm really after the large grains that won't dissolve. Sugar is one of my favorite, and salt, okay. Mix a cup of it with the oil, and then rub it over your heels, rub it over your feet, rub it over your hands, and what's going to happen is the large grains are going to exfoliate the rough layers of skin. Then you rinse it away, and the oil is going to help nourish the skin and seal in moisture, and you're instantly going to have softer hands, softer feet, softer heels, and you're going to be sandal ready for the summer.
Now, David and Andrea, I should have done this because recently I had a callus on the bottom of my foot. And when I went to my foot doctor, who I adore, I was so embarrassed because the condition of my feet, they're not a great part of me. Let's just put it that way. So now I know what to do next time. I am not sandal ready yet, folks, but I will be. So, David, thank you. Andrea, what about you? I bet your feet are looking a heck of a lot better than mine.
You know what? I am a little bit. I do go for regular manicures and pedicures, so my feet and my hands are well taken care of. But yeah, you know what, David? I love these tips because, first of all, I love the fact that you keep mentioning that they're inexpensive, but also that we can make from something that we have in our home. Lisa, you mentioned something about avocado. David, what can we do with avocados?
Avocado is great for the skin. So there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, Lisa just mentioned it. You can mash it up and mix it with bentonite and create your own mask. There are so many things right in the kitchen that you can do and mix up. I mean, don't be shy. It's just like cooking. The greatest lesson somebody taught me when I was in college age about cooking was no matter what you make, it's edible. May not taste the greatest, but it's edible. And I'm going to tell you the same thing for your skin. Well, it's true because I was always afraid to try and make something in the oven. You know, if I don't do it right, what happens? Well, it's not the end of the world. It just may not taste perfect. Okay, so almost the same thing here. You can experiment with different things for the skin and find what's right for you. So maybe it's an avocado. Maybe we mix in a little bit of banana. You know, there's different fruits. I like some of the citric fruits that you can bring together and create a peel and exfoliate the skin because I'm big in exfoliation. So again, you could use lemon juice and just dilute it just a little. You could use the juice from an orange. You know, so many different things, but the citrus is great because it's going to help exfoliate. I love throwing in different things that have antioxidants. They're going to help fight free radicals. And you can either mix it into a mask format. You can even make different facial scrubs. I've actually got a book, 101 Recipes for Beauty, that you can download from my website for free at justaskdavid.com. Just download them. There's so many fun things you can make and using things right from your kitchen. I've even got one for stretch marks. This is probably one of the most popular ones. Well, a lot of people, stretch marks, people think of someone when they're pregnant, but stretch marks actually apply to anybody who has quick weight loss or quick weight gain. So if you're on a diet like a lot of us and you're trying to lose weight, a quick weight loss is going to cause stretch marks as well. It's not just when you're pregnant. Even teenagers, if you have a teen that goes through a growth spurt, they can have stretch marks. So what you want to do is moisturize and nourish the skin. Here's how to make one yourself. Take a cup of cocoa butter, a cup of shea butter, just a dash of either sweet almond oil and a little bit of olive oil, and then the contents of a vitamin E capsule. Mix it all together, and it's going to make a nice balm. If you need to, you can warm it up a little, but if you just play with it and mash it around a little, you can make it into a nice paste and apply it a few times a day. The nutrients from the shea butter, the cocoa butter, the vitamin E, the olive oil, it's all going to nourish the skin. And then it's going to help moisturize and help soften the skin, so it'll lessen the effects of getting the stretch marks and lessen the appearance of them if you're already getting them.
Reminds me of when I was pregnant that I would, like, slather myself in the shea butter, the cocoa butter. So I think that's a great tip.
To give it a little more spreadability, I like to soften a little by adding a little bit of olive oil to it, a little bit of sweet almond, and then the benefits of vitamin E, I believe in. So I would take the contents of one of those vitamin E capsules and just mix it together. Again, you're creating stuff that you not only save money, but these are things found in your kitchen. You know they're safe. You know they're natural. They have none of the junk additives that you and I have talked about avoiding in our foods and in our skincare. They have none of the preservatives. So it's just great. And speaking of which, because it doesn't have preservatives, some of these items, when you're not using them, they'll stay fresh for several days out on the counter, but put them in the refrigerator. And it's just a better way to store it, just like you would any other food item. And I just want to suggest that because we're not adding preservatives to any of these recipes.
That's a really good point, David. There are no scary ingredients in that. So
that's
I like
right.
that. David, a question for you. Blemishes. Uh-huh. I want to talk quickly. We have about, maybe under a minute left. Blemishes. I know recently that I had a pimple and it came off, I guess the scab came off. And now there's a little bit of a mark there. Is there anything we could do, from our home, in our kitchen, homemade, that can help get rid of the marks from blemishes?
Yeah, the key is first that you got rid of the acne itself. And so, again, I like the chemical peels like a lemon juice or a diluted lemon juice or citrus. Once you know it's gone and you're looking at trying to heal the scarring, the shea butter, cocoa butter mixture, a little bit of olive oil, just trying to get something that's going to help seal in the moisture and nourish the skin, and it should help very quickly.
Just don't grab anything with hydroquinone. David, I've been practicing. I can say that word now.
You're correct. Hydroquinone is against the law in most countries around the globe. We are one of the few countries that even allow it, and it's used in skin lightening products, and it's a carcinogen. So it's an item that needs to be avoided. There's natural alternatives already. So Lisa and I talk about it all the time. It's an ingredient to avoid.
Hydroquinone. Yes, I will definitely avoid it. And David, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always fun. You ladies are so much fun, so thank you.
And so are you. And if you'd like to learn more about David, you can visit his website at justaskdavid.com or follow him at Twitter at justaskdavid.com. I ask him lots of questions, so you guys should too. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day and stay well.